Graham, very sound performance overall. First and foremost, you put the 3 points on the board.
Yeah, that's the important thing. The sound of any match is, well, there's two things of the Speedway match. First is you go into it to get 3 points. And secondly, it's to come at the end of it with seven fit riders. Obviously, we achieved the first part, getting the 3 points. It was a bit of a heart-stopping moment when Taylor Hampshire had the crash that he did. My heart sunk when I saw it, because he is an integral part of our team. He could have come away from that injury because he was travelling very, very fast. But I'm pleased to say that, you know, he's had some rides after the meeting. So we've achieved the second part, that, you know, we've got seven fit riders going home this evening.
Good, that is good news. So I was going to ask you next about Taylor, because you said that was quite a spectacular crash for him. And he got plenty of pace before that, but it's nothing too long-lasting.
No, it's not. What I asked him to do, but it was his decision that after the meeting tonight, if he could just do a couple of laps. Because, you know, when you have an injury like that on a big crash, and then it's festering in your mind, we got a meeting on Friday, and he's got... So, you know, he thought it was good advice. He went out, he did some laps. So psychologically, yes. I think that's good for him. We can go down to Tom Bacon. You know, he had a crash, but he's coming. So, you know, we got a fit team for Friday at Lakeside. Young James Chatting, bit of a baptism of fire for him. But it, you know, what an invaluable experience for him. Okay, he never scored any points, but he doesn't realise himself yet just how much he's learnt this evening.
Yes, that in itself is very important. It's a long tale, actually, because he's come through the club in a different way, hasn't
very
he?
Much
Which
so.
Is very nice.
And as several people have said, that he did work at the club, and he was a flag marshal from when we opened. And he was a flag marshal on bend 3 and 4, as we call them. And you will note this evening he fell off on turns 1 and 2. And I think he would have took a lot of stick if he'd have fell off at 3 and 4, because he's seen more riders going around there than anybody. So he's a young lad, he lives local, he wants to do well at Speedway, and I'm very, very pleased that Birmingham was be able to give him the opportunity this evening to make his league debut.
That's very good for him. And obviously Jack Parkinson Blackburn is there at the front for you again, and has tremendous pace. And not only that, he looks like a young lad who is really relishing it. He didn't just win 5 races tonight, but he made sure he won them in style, in good times. I mean, he looks in some top form.
He is, you know, he's a lad with a tremendous amount of ability. And also, I think the thing that has brought him on is making him captain. The responsibility of being captain, of leading by example, but also, you know, helping the riders, you know, in between races and everything. He's let's not forget, he's 16.
Yes. Indeed.
And sometimes we tend to forget just how young he is. But he has matured a lot this year compared to last year.
Certainly, that's very obvious. And just the last thing, you've already mentioned it, but you need to pick up some away wins now as well, don't you? Because it is competitive. I mean, my reckoning of it, I wonder if it's yours, there are 7 teams with a credible shout at the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't look at the league table, because, you know, what my philosophy is, it doesn't matter what the league table says now. It's, you know, come the end of August, beginning of September. And I've got to say, and it hurts me, I suppose, in some respects, but it's good for the league that this year it's a very competitive, equal league, where last year, you know, Birmingham was miles ahead of anybody, and really it was a foregone conclusion that we were going to win the league. So this year it's very competitive. Somebody said to me tonight, do you think we'll make the playoffs? I said it's 50-50. And I can't be more honest than that.